Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. The local game last night was a thriller. Northern Kentucky overcame a 7-point halftime deficit to force overtime against Wright State in the quarterfinals of the Horizon League tournament. Northern Kentucky was down by 3 with under 10 seconds remaining in the game, hit the first free throw, missed the second one seemingly on purpose. Northern Kentucky got the rebound, put it back up and in, score, tie the game, go to overtime, and the Norse win it. 99-97, the final score in this game. Marquez Warwick, an outstanding 35-point effort to lead the Norse. Randall Pettis with 16. I thought Pettis played exceptionally well in this game down the stretch. Trey Robinson, 17. Michael Bradley also had 17. And the Norse get it done. They'll play on Monday night in the Horizon League semis at 9:30 on ESPN2 at Indiana Farmers Coliseum against Milwaukee. You reseed when you get to the Horizon League semis. They'll play against Milwaukee. Oakland playing Cleveland State. Oakland, the 1 seed in the Horizon League tournament. Cleveland State, the 7. Northern Kentucky, the 5. Milwaukee, the 6. I will talk more about that game on Monday morning's show. Congratulations to the Norse. A thriller in Dayton. They win it by 2 over Wright State. No local games tonight, so let's preview Saturday when all 3 local teams play. Cincinnati, it's senior day, 2 o'clock, hosting West Virginia, a team the Bearcats lost to in Morgantown earlier this season. Cincinnati trying to end the regular season the right way, and also, if they get some help, we'll have a chance to not have to play 5 games in the Big 12 tournament. They might only have to play 4 games, but they need to win and get a little help for that to happen. Kentucky plays at 4 o'clock against Tennessee. This is one of the marquee games of the weekend. Kentucky and Tennessee playing on CBS. 15th-ranked Kentucky, 4th-ranked Tennessee. The Volunteers, of course, they are still trying desperately to work their way into the 1 seed line. It's really Tennessee and Arizona right now competing for that last number 1 seed. The 3 top number 1 seeds are seemingly set. You have UConn, Purdue, and Houston. But who gets that 4th one? Is it Arizona or is it Tennessee? This game could go a long way to deciding that. Kentucky, we know what Kentucky brings to the table. After everything they've been through this year with ups and downs and a roller coaster of a defense, can they go on the road to Knoxville and knock off the Volunteers? That would be a just massive deal for Kentucky in the final game of the regular season. KenPom right now has this projected as an 86-77 Tennessee win. Kentucky has put up at least 90 points in each of their last 4 games, so we'll see if they're only held to 77 in this game against Tennessee. But Kentucky has won 4 in a row. They've won 6 of their last 7. This is a Kentucky team that is rolling right now. Can they keep it rolling into Knoxville? And then at 5 o'clock on Big Fox, it is Xavier hosting number 8 Marquette senior night at the Cintas Center. As far as players go for Xavier, it'll be Quincy Oliveri and then the walk-on Brad Colbert, who will be honored on senior night for the Musketeers. Only scholarship player, Quincy Oliveri, the only player on this Musketeer team that does not have eligibility remaining to come back to next year's team. Xavier, of course, struggled with Marquette, to say the least, the first time these teams played. That was up in Milwaukee a few weeks ago, February 25th. Marquette won 88-64. Tyler Kolick will not play in this game for Marquette. Dalen Swain will not play in this game for Xavier. The question for the Musketeers, can you rebound after that Butler loss? A game you probably feel like you should have won. You held Butler without a point for over 11 straight minutes in the game, still couldn't win. Do the Musketeers find a way to muster up a win in this game? If Xavier wins and gets some pretty realistic help, they might be able to play their way out of the 8-9 game in the Big East tournament. That would mean avoiding UConn on Thursday afternoon at Madison Square Garden. You'd at least put yourself into the 7 seed. Xavier cannot play their way into the 6 seed. Xavier is locked in to either being the 7 seed or playing in the 8-9 game. Xavier could be the 8 or the 9 seed, but it doesn't matter. Just whatever jersey color you wear in that game, playing in the 8-9 game, they play each other, so it doesn't matter. But getting you into the 7 seed, that gets you into the night session. It takes you onto the other side of the bracket. It's a whole different dynamic for the Big East tournament. Xavier has to win against Marquette to even give themselves a chance. Then you'd be scoreboard watching around the rest of the Big East. Again, by tip-off, you may even know if that's possible, depending on how the scenarios play out. There are a million scenarios. I'm not going to bore you with going through all of them right now, but just know that Xavier has to win for that at least to be possible. All right, let's go around the country at what happened on Thursday night. Let's start in the Big Ten. Wisconsin beat Rutgers 78-66. In the Pac-12, Colorado beat Oregon 79-75. Then in the late night, USC holding on right now as I record this over Arizona State by 6, but there's still about 4 minutes left in that game. Oregon State is currently up by 12 against Utah. Utah is squarely on the bubble right now. Looks like they're going to go on to lose this game. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they have a miracle comeback here in the last couple of minutes. But if Utah loses this game, that would be a basically burst bubble for the Utes, or at least, yeah, we'll say it. Probably a burst bubble for Utah. They're right around it. Can't afford to be losing games to Oregon State at this point in the season. Washington upsets Washington State 74-68. That was at Washington State. And that cost Washington State a chance at the Pac-12 title with Arizona. Arizona now the Pac-12 champions. They beat UCLA 88-65 and Stanford all over California. Well, they are in California, but all over California in this game. 80-58, the final score in that one. Around the country for the weekend, let's take a look. On Friday night, you know what's going on. It's the A-10. VCU is at Dayton. Dayton's 7.5-point favorites right now. Boise State is at San Diego State at 10 o'clock. Also, Wichita State is at Tulane. Saturday, huge day of college hoops. The last weekend of the regular season. This is it. This is the last weekend of the regular season. Next week, fully into conference tournament mode. Georgetown is at St. John's. Arkansas is at Alabama. Memphis at Florida Atlantic in a game that had a lot of juice a couple of months ago. Not as much juice now. Still an intriguing mid-major game. Texas A&M at Ole Miss. Oklahoma at Texas. Iowa State at Kansas State. Creighton at Villanova in a pretty big game in the Big East. Villanova trying to secure their bid to the NCAA tournament. This would go a long way to doing that. I think if Villanova beats Creighton, that pretty much shores up their bid. Creighton trying to play spoiler on the road. 17th-ranked South Carolina at Mississippi State. South Florida at Tulsa. Kansas at Houston. 4 o'clock, Kansas, Houston. Big one in the Big 12. Houston's already won the Big 12, but still a big game. Baylor and Texas Tech at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, North Carolina is at Duke. Those teams playing for an ACC title. 6:30, ESPN. Going down the list, Utah is at Oregon. UConn is at Providence. And I think that's kind of an intriguing game in the Big East, too, because UConn, they've already wrapped up the Big East regular season title. They're going to be a one seed in the NCAA tournament. I'm not going to say they're not going to play their starters or they're going to rest people, but this is at Providence. Providence has a lot to play for to get into the NCAA tournament, so they got the motivation there. UConn, we'll see how they play. They've been a machine all season, but in this game, at Providence, the Friars really need it to shore up their resume. We'll see. NC State is at Pitt. Pittsburgh also on the bubble. They need that game. Georgia Tech at Virginia. DePaul is at Seton Hall. New Mexico at Utah State. Again, all of this on Saturday. Oklahoma State at BYU. And then in the late night, Arizona at USC and Arizona State at UCLA. On Sunday in the Big Ten, Nebraska at Michigan, Wisconsin at Purdue, Ohio State at Rutgers, Illinois at Iowa, Maryland at Penn State, and Michigan State at Indiana. Paul's pick of the day. We didn't even need the points last night. NKU wins outright. Gave them plus the points, but it doesn't matter. And that, folks, is a win streak. We have won 2 days in a row, now 47-34-1 on the season. Can we make it three in a row? We have not won three in a row on this show since all the way back in the beginning of February. Now, I don't think we've lost three in a row in that time either. We've been pretty much 500. It's been win one, lose one. Win one, lose two. Win two, lose one. Back and forth we've gone over the last month. But for tonight, let's go with San Diego State -7.5 at home against Boise State. Also, before I wrap up the show, one last thing I want to mention. In the WCC tournament, Pepperdine was beating Pacific 56-9 at halftime. 56-9. That is a real halftime score. Pacific losing to Pepperdine 56-9 at the half. It just, that's one of those things when you're looking at the score on your phone, you're thinking to yourself, is this a glitch? Is this real life? Am I actually seeing this score the right way? Pepperdine went on to win 102-43. And the other thing about this game, both teams had fired their coach. Both teams fired their coaches within the last few days. Pepperdine is allowing their head coach to finish coaching through the season. Then he's done. But Pacific, not so much. They were playing under an interim. Their season is done. Pepperdine wins 102-43. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the last weekend of the regular season in college basketball. Enjoy the conference tournaments. Arch Madness is going on. The Horizon League tournament's going on. The A-Sun tournament is going on. That's the first conference champion we're going to have. Austin Peay is playing Stetson in the A-Sun tournament final. That's coming up this weekend on Sunday. A lot going on right now. It's March. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.